brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Texas Independence Day. It is the second day of March 2007, and we're going to be down at the Capitol. The march is going to start at 2 o'clock, where Congress meets the river. We're going to march down to the Capitol. It's going to be historical. And I hope that everyone will join us down there. I'll be live in this hour. We're going to rebroadcast part of that vaccine special of last week. And then I'll be doing live call-ins from the ground in the third hour as we prepare for the march. I'm told there's already a bunch of cattle trailers and people basically camping out down there and more folks showing up as we speak. And we are right now 3 hours away from the parade kicking off. So be sure and start to make your way down there in the next hour or two to find a parking space or carpool in together. There's plenty of parking down there. You may have to pay $5, though, at one of the parking garages, but it's worth it for your liberty and freedom. And on this day, you will be heard. I'm told there were about 600 people that tried to pack in to the Senate committee hearing room at the Capitol here in Texas yesterday, fighting against the NAFTA superhighways, against the animal identification. We're on the front lines. Again, this affects you everywhere in the 50 states, including other regions of North America and globally. It's the very same crime syndicate engaging in this activity. Private toll deals heat up hearing as the front page of the Statesman. But then I read on, I don't think they mention the fact that there's a big Texas Independence Day rally today. They, I guess, don't want people to know to come out to that. So that's why you need to call everybody you know right now in the 3 hours you've still got, roughly, to show up down there. And even if you can't show up until 2 o'clock or 3 o'clock, you can meet us at the Capitol. It's going to be going until about 5:30. Want to see everybody there on 11th Street and Congress at the Capitol. But the whole thing starts up at 2 o'clock today, right down on South Congress where it meets the river. And we'll give you more details of that later, but everybody's going to be meeting at the corner of Severs, Chavez, First Street, and Red River in Austin, Texas. I'm about to get to all the news and information while you tune into the show. But they said they were going to have hearings from 8:30 in the morning to 6 p.m. And guess what the state did? And they always invite you, and it's just a way to laugh at you. They gave however long, 8:30 until 5:30. However many hours that is. What? Four. And they gave basically like 9 hours. 9 hours to the government to talk about how great the toll roads are and how wonderful it is. And they had promised that if everyone sent letters or signed up or got there on time, that they'd have it read into the record. And that's actually Robert's rules, parliamentary procedure. It's the law. And they promised everyone would be given 3 minutes. They lied. The people were given 20 seconds. And there were so many of them that in 30 minutes, people getting 20 seconds apiece, about half the folks got turned away. They were cutting people off after 5 seconds, just banging the gavel. Nah, just shut up. That's America. Now, in the past, you better believe there was 600 people down there at a committee hearing. You better believe that the citizenry would be heard first, but not in the new America run by organized criminals. No, you got to hear 9 hours of them, or 8.5 hours of them, and 30 minutes of the people that filled the room. All right, we'll get into, there's so much news. I mean, it's so important. There's now fears of a global recession. New information on Oklahoma. It's all coming up. Stay with me.
It's this year, after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, the White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
Attention, this is an urgent GCN News Bulletin. Do you desperately need to get out of debt fast? Would you like to make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're a GCN listener, there's a very real chance that you'll now be able to do it. Here's why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're cheating, but they're not. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Learn how to finally teach those financial vultures some humility by beating them at their own game, and above all, learn how to bail out for a soft landing. Get control, get relief, get some sleep. Go to www.outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com. Or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
And the 180 were challenged by Travis to die. By the line that he drew with his sword when the battle was nigh. Any man that would fight to the death cross over, but him that would live better fly. And over the line went 179. Hey, Santiana, we're killing your soldiers below. That men, wherever they go, will remember the Alamo. Boy lay dying, but his powder was ready and dry. The lad on his back, Bowie killed him a few in reply. And young David Crockett was singing and laughing with gallantry fierce in his eye. For God and for freedom, a man more than willing to die. Hey, Santiana, we're killing your soldiers below. That men, wherever they go, will remember the Alamo. And then they sent a young scout from the battlements bloody and loud, with the words of farewell from a garrison valiant and proud. Grieve not, little darling, my dying. If Texas is sovereign and free, we'll never surrender and ever with liberty be. Hey, Santa Ana, we're killing your soldiers below. That men, wherever they go, will remember the Alamo.
And now, 170 years later, 170 plus years later, we face imperial powers coming in, paying off our corrupt, strutting, painted politicians, seizing our entire infrastructure, CPS seizing our children, deadly poisons, mercury, cancer viruses in our vaccines. We are under an attack. We are under a tyranny much more wicked and pervasive than that of Santa Ana, the Mexican dictator. And today is Texas Independence Day, and let it be a new 1776 against the New World Order. Let every day henceforth all of us commit ourselves to the fight against the tyranny. And if you weren't intending to take off work today, and you live anywhere in Central Texas, or you're listening to me in Dallas right now, you got time to get in your car and to get on the road, or if you live in Houston, and to meet us and to get there by the time this parade kicks off in about 3 hours, and it'll be at the Capitol in 3 hours, 20 minutes or so, and it'll go for 3 hours. So meet us at the Capitol. Meet us down at the south end of Congress by the river when we meet up and start marching at 2 o'clock. And pick up the telephone and call the newspapers, call the television stations and tell them you better be out there and you better give it fair coverage because this is important. This is a real Texas Independence Day in the spirit of the Alamo. Cue up that Jimmy Vaughn song, No Shackles on Me. I want to play that at the bottom of the hour. Let me shift gears into the news now. This is out of the London Independent. It says, fear turmoil in markets. And they go on later in the article to say, is this the beginning of a global crash? I certainly hope not. But to say that we're not in prime condition and in a prime atmosphere for this to happen would be a lie. To say that we're in much worse financial position, many hundreds of times so, than we were when we went into the Great Depression of 1929 would be the truth. Fresh anxiety erupted about the health of the world's major economies yesterday. This is today, after investors in stock markets across Asia, Europe, and the United States once again staged significant retreats 2 days after Tuesday's unexpected global equity sell-off. The elites are dumping quick and furiously, and they're buying island retreats with armed guards. That's been all over the news for the last 5 years. What do they know that we don't know? In New York, the Dow Jones Industrial Average plunged more than 200 points in the first minutes of trading, sending fears of a repeat of Tuesday's massacre that saw a 416-point collapse on the index. And I just add, none of this matters. You got a doubling in the money supply from 2000 to 2006, and then the stock market went up to 12,000. If you've got double the money chasing those stocks, that's just a basic economic calculation, a basic fact that any first-year economic student would be able to tell you, but it's not taught. If you got a doubling of the money supply, then that means those stocks are really at half their value of what they were 6 years prior. And then you add to that the key indices of the fact that the Dow Jones Industrial 30 are fixed and lead the pack, and only winners are put into that index. A little bit wider field of winners in the NASDAQ. Oh, boy. But again, don't let me get in the way of your happiness and success, as George Gordon says. With slowdowns emerging notably in the housing market and car manufacturing in the United States, signs are building that the economy may be at a pivot point, with some observers worrying about decelerating expansion and the possibility of a recession looming. Let me see. They double the money supply, but the economy's only growing at about 3.2%. Now, that's a massive recession. In fact, what it is a hidden depression. People 70 years ago, 80 years ago, if you told them their money had been devalued by half, you would have an automatic depression because they knew what that meant and people would freak out. In a way, our stupidness has helped us because we've just stayed in la-la land and believe everything's okay. The economy is completely gone. I don't like to say that. I'm tied into it as much as you are. But I'm not going to sit here and lie to you. The only question is, when is the crash coming and how deep and severe will it be? And have you gotten your knee pads out to properly worship the very people that engineered all this when they get up on TV and give you lying excuses for why all this happened and pose as your saviors? Because the media will show you who's at fault. They'll blame some small-time traders in Asia and say it all started with them and give you some dog and pony show. And you'll have to sit around in the unemployment line or in the government work brigades hearing all the idiots parrot why it happened, acting like they're smart when they don't even know anything. Last time they tanked the stock market, in the month before 9/11, they carried out a terror attack to partially smokescreen that. And then people psychologically blamed Al-Qaeda for it in their minds. So, the talk is, and it looks like this economic news may accelerate it, and the intel we're getting from sources in the military and intelligence and other places, is that they're going to strike Iran March 21st, 20 days from now, 19 days from now. I don't know if that's going to happen. You know, they probably just got all those aircraft carriers over there, and they're probably just running headlines about carrier groups ready to strike, and Israel's probably just securing overflights over three Arab nations because they want to go drop roses on the Iranians. And I know a lot of you out there can't find Iran on a map, but it still feels good to you, makes you feel personally powerful to think about dropping bombs on some people. So, hell, you'll probably get what you want. And the global corporations will grab your infrastructures, your bank accounts, your pensions, and you know what? You'll smile up at them and thank them when they do that, won't you? Because that's what you do, because you're mindless trash, scum, un-American filth. You're what's brought this country down. More than the elite, they couldn't have done it without people like you. Gullible, willfully ignorant, bug-eyed, gibbering, low-grade, simpering pimps. And, well, I'm being a little bit negative here. I just, you know, you get to the point you start worrying about how you're going to feed your family, worry about how you're going to continue your work exposing the globalist. You think about all the harm they've done and the things they've done to the society, and you see the elite gearing up even greater repression if they do kick off the war and a global recession that'll really be a depression. And you just think, my gosh, do we still have time to stop them? Will a miracle happen? Can we drag this out another 6 months, another year? You start thinking, when's the FBI going to set me up for something? When are they going to kill me like they've done so many other people? And then you just look at the smiley-faced public gripping all their baubles and possessions like hogs into a slaughter pen. Well, I guess hogs are smart. That's wrong to call them hogs. Sheep. Yeah, that's right. Somebody came up with that analogy a few millennia ago. Just a bunch of sheep, bunch of stupid sheep. You licking the feet of the wolves, telling the wolves, thank you. Thank you, mister, for all you do for me.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, here for the 2007 Red Book. The commodity markets like gold, silver, copper, aluminum, and oil have exploded over the last year. This is a glaring testimony of how quickly the U.S. dollar can be devalued. Many have turned to precious metals to provide a safe haven while increasing the potential profits. Though accumulating precious metals has been a proven method for the storage of wealth, it is important that you understand the market you are getting into. Midas Resources is offering the Red Book and Silver Dollar for only $27.95. The Red Book is the number one best-selling guide to gold and silver coins. Call for your copy today. It's 800-686-2237. If you've already accumulated or plan to get into the precious metals market, you simply must have the Red Book in your library. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Are terrorist cells or prime terror targets located near you? Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfall, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much, much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution, full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard-to-find information by ordering Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Hey, Emily. Wow, you look great.
I feel great. I've been using MetaCleanse Colon Cleanse.
Really? What is it? How does it work?
MetaCleanse is a natural fiber therapy with ground flaxseed, psyllium, and bentonite clay that eliminates toxins from your body. MetaCleanse is easy to use without being intrusive. You take 2 tablespoons of MetaCleanse powder, mix with water or juice, drink, and it does all the work for you.
That's it? What sounds so easy and convenient?
It is easy. Plus, the FDA says flaxseed works to prevent cancer and helps with menopause, weight loss, irritable bowel syndrome, and constipation.
It helps with all of those ailments? That's amazing.
And the bentonite clay and MetaCleanse eliminates viruses and pesticides in the intestinal tract.
Wow. Where can I buy MetaCleanse?
A 1-month supply is available online at MetaCleanse.com. That's MetaCleanse.com. For only $26.90, MetaCleanse is shipped directly to you. Or call 1-800-317-9547. That's 800-317-9547.
While you were sleeping, they came and took it all away. The lanes and the meadows, the places where you used to play. It was an inside job by the way.
Welcome back. That's right, the traitors are inside the U.S. The destruction of our sovereignty, 9/11, Oklahoma City. It's all business as usual. Well, yesterday we broke the news that the BBC is set to report on Sunday that one of the top FBI agents in the FBI, Danny Coulson, the founder of their anti-terror branch and their hostage rescue team, had gone public to the BBC, this is inside information from Jesse Trinidou, and basically fingered Andre Strassmeier as a government agent, and it was calling for a new grand jury case. And I don't know if the BBC got word of this, though they admit they listen to the show and track it, but Paul Watson, early this morning, I guess it'd be about 5 a.m. our time, central, but he's over in England, so that was in the close to noon, was finishing up an article about the breaking news we brought you yesterday. Former FBI director calls for new OKC bombing investigation. Coulson named Strassmeier as agent in upcoming documentary. Guess what? He finished the story and he was getting other articles for an update. He checked the BBC. Guess what they had just posted? Confirming our article in real time. Call to reopen Oklahoma City bomb case, British Broadcasting Communist report. The FBI's man in charge of collecting evidence from the government building destroyed by Oklahoma City bomb has called for the case to be reopened. I wonder how the media is going to ignore this one. I wonder, you know, it was the FBI that went and threatened the grand jury foreman, Hoppy Heidelberg. We'll be getting him on next week. And told him to shut up and not call police officers and medical workers and bomb experts, the Oklahoma bomb squad that removed all the other bombs. They were all told, shut up, national security. I've got to analyze this one. It was old Danny Coulson that checked in the night before at Oklahoma City and then told the public that he'd driven up from Dallas. Wonder why he's saying this now. People getting a little bit concerned about those affidavits from Terry Nichols listing Larry Potts as the head of the operation, the bombing. By the way, involved in this whole investigation, I just want to put this out now for my safety. Like, where did my article go? Here it goes. I have the U.S. Justice Department Criminal Division, February 27th, 2007 documents, and I was warned of this by Jesse Trinidou via his investigation, and I don't want to get all off into it, but part of the discovery in some FBI cases that I'm not connected to came up with an email I had been sent by a whistleblower, and I'm not going to give names here, and they were not getting this email from the individual that sent it. They were getting it off out of my email. It's just interesting to know our friends are watching everything I do. Now, we know the FBI ran the murder for hire up in Boston, and they actually run the mafia in most areas. That's why the FBI director back in the 50s got up before the Senate and said there's no such thing as organized crime. There's no such thing as La Cosa Nostra or Mafia. It's a conspiracy theory. By the way, that's a quote. And it was because, more often than not, the Italian Mafia got a little bit too big and the WASP mob got a little bit greedy. And basically, when they did finally go public and crush them, that was just taking over another smaller mafia. The WASP mob, the Jewish Mafia, is also very powerful, are untouchable. They are, and literally, they are the untouchables. Imagine you've got a group you claim fights organized crime, and it's literally the mafia. It's slick. And I'm not saying all FBI agents are like that. No. The lower echelons, the guys that investigate bank robberies and the guys that investigate, you know, a lot of other little white-collar issues and violent crimes. I mean, I had somebody threatening to kill me on a website, and I just said, well, I'll just put a complaint in with the FBI, and they call right back. And by the time, and I thought, I just called them and said, I'll just leave it alone. I mean, I understand. I would say probably 70% from my studies of FBI are not criminals. But 30%, and the ones in charge, oh, man, hardcore killers, tough guys, mafia. And they've got degrees in accounting, and they're lawyers, and they are just hell on wheels. They torture cops to death. They do whatever they need to do. And I hope you're really proud of yourselves, because America's dying, and I know you don't care. I understand. You're so cynical and cold-hearted. It's real funny, isn't it?
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
It's a fact. You can legally eliminate credit card debt, which has been fraudulently created by the banks. Since its creation in 1913, the Federal Reserve has not been held responsible for its own debt. So why should you, the hardworking American, be harassed for yours? There's a double standard when it comes to being responsible for debt, and unlike the Federal Reserve, the people of this country can't print more money when needed. Day of Jubilee has created a successful program designed for people that want to stop harassing calls and threatening letters from bill collectors. This is not a debt consolidation company. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their credit card debt. Instead of living each day in fear, it's time to turn your life around. Call Day of Jubilee, open 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Central Standard Time at 920-293-8024. That's 920-293-8024 and ask for Robert. Don't wait any longer to get your life back in order.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that one goal of international communism was to get our young people's mind off religion by getting them onto sex? By destroying the morals of the younger generation, America would eventually become ripe for revolution without understanding why communism wanted to make young people soft and easily controlled. Have we witnessed this transformation of our young people away from God and the Bible to immorality? We'd like to help you understand how these things are coming to pass by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736 to request your subscription. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
RFIDs. Got the blues about my freedom. Got the blues about tyranny. I got the blues about my freedom. Got the blues about tyranny. I sat down with Big Brother and the National ID. Don't want a chip in my wallet, chip in my car. And if I want to travel, it's nobody's business how far. Don't want no shackles. Don't want no shackles on me. I said shame on Big Brother, always tracking and tracing me. chip in my mother, chip in my wife, a chip in my babies. Stay out of our life. Don't want no shackles. Don't want no shackles on me. I say down with Big Brother, no more slavery. Wait for me, baby. A chip in your forehead, a chip in your arm, always tweaking your brain and causing you harm. Don't want no shackles. Don't want no shackles on me. I sit down with Big Brother in the good old USA. Chip in me. Everybody, I sit down with Big Brother. 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 It's all about liberty.
That's Jimmy Vaughn, No Shackles on Me. You'll be playing that today at the Texas Independence Day Rally at the Capitol that kicks off at 2:30. The march from South Congress by the river starts at 2 o'clock. Try to get down there the latest by 1, ladies and gentlemen, because it'll take some time to form this up. You know, I am a Christian. I do believe in God, and I do know there's angels around me, thanks to all the prayers of everyone out there. And I don't ever try to do the New World Order's intimidate and forum and tell the stories, the things I've seen, the things we've been through. But it just disgusts me, because I'm a pretty upright person. I'm not perfect. I speed a little bit on my car, and I've been in a few fist fights in my life and done a few things like that, maybe falling down drunk back in college. But I've got morals, and I try to stand up against evil, and I try to do the right thing. And I can't believe how evil our government is. I can't believe the stuff they do and the people they kill and the lives they ruin. It's just the fascism, the corruption, the thugism of these people just blows me away. And all we do here is try to investigate and expose corruption. And I don't like being under FBI surveillance for trying to expose corruption. And I don't like reading in Federal Discovery my name and email sent to me. Because but what do I expect? I mean, we're exposing a bunch of murdering killers. They killed those people at Waco. They killed those people at the Pentagon. They murdered those individuals at the World Trade Centers. And they're going to murder a lot more unless men stand up and do what it takes and go head up against these people. And that's what I'm doing. I'm just getting more aggressive in my life. Somebody slanders my family or goes after me, I sue them. I know about government corruption. I push it out there. I get in their face. I know about any issue, anything, anybody gets in my face, anybody tries anything with my family, I just go 110%. I don't stop. And that's just the way it is. And that's the way it's going to be. And if more of us had that attitude, we'd live in a free country again. You know, I can't hold a candle in my aggression, in my courage, to our forebears. It was just run-of-the-mill, dime a dozen. It was the default position for men in this country, unlike many men in other nations. We were known in the United States. We were known for if you insulted somebody, they'd go, let's go out in the street and let's shoot it out. So people were very polite. And if you tried to take somebody's property, it didn't matter if you came with 50 men, that one man was going to stand out there and take you on and die. And then the next week for what you did killing that one man, those men that came to kill that man, we're all going to be lynched. We're all going to be taken out and strung up. We're going to be hunted down. And the government knew its place. And corruption was under the table and very quiet and creeped around for fear of their lives where they deserved to be, these bullies. It's not that way anymore. You got a nation scared to death, not of what the government will do to you, but what your neighbor will think of you. You're scared to death your hair doesn't look right. You're scared to death your clothes don't look right. You're scared to death that you may not say the end thing, and that's whatever the television tells you is the end thing. You think you're safe when you've got a cowardly, supine, on your back, on your belly, jellyfish attitude? You think a nation and a society is safe when it's a nation of cowards and slovens? It's my default position to empathize with people that are being abused and ridden over and taken advantage of, and it's my instinctive position, it's in my soul, to hate bullies and abusers and scum. And it's in my soul to fight as best I can against it, 110%, because I don't have a reverse. In my life, when I've been confronted with something dangerous, and maybe it's not the best, maybe it's good to have a reverse sometimes, know when to hold them, know when to fold them, but I don't have a reverse, folks. When I get confronted with something, I go head on against it. I don't even have control. And I just, that's so basic to me, I can't understand. I was talking to one of my friends the other day who knows one of the, well, he was the biggest preacher in Austin till he retired 2 or 3 years ago. And he was out at his house talking to him, and all the preacher knew about the New World Order and knew about the Federal Reserve and knew about all everything. And he just said, oh, but I can't talk about that. You know, people think I was nuts, and they'd, you know, I'm 501c3, and look at my big parsonage. I mean, how could you know all this? And a lot of these people that sit around and laugh at us, they know full well what's going on. And a lot of people make the conscious decision, like Sylvester would say every time Tweety Bird beat him, well, if you can't beat them, join them. And that's what they do. They just, and then there's a lot of people who just enjoy. A lot of these CPS workers enjoy grabbing people's children and watching them cry. The parents freak out and the kids cry. It's a power trip. The IRS likes coming out of some little three-bedroom family home and taking people's houses because they got in a bad business deal and lost everything they had. And these FBI agents, when they get a cop tied up like Terrence Yakey, Cop of the Year, saved all those people in Oklahoma who was about to expose them, they like stabbing him 13 times and torturing him with stun guns and slitting his wrist and blowing his head off. They felt all fired up after they killed him. They probably went home and had a good time with a girlfriend after that. The DynCorp employees, when they get those little 5-year-old girls and boys and load them on planes to fly them into Israel and Saudi Arabia, they like it. It's like a Ted Bundy, like getting a girl to get in his yellow VW with him. He liked getting her home and tying her up and biting big chunks out of her before he raped her and killed her. They like it. Well, I don't like you. And I'll just be honest with you. I'd like to get my hands around you, every one of your throats. You think you're invincible. You think you're unstoppable. You think your evil's just going to go on and on and on. And I'm telling you, it isn't. I've read history. I've studied human events. And your corruption is so out of control, it will come down of its own weight. We don't even have to fight it. But we need to fight it so it doesn't get even bigger. So when it falls, it doesn't crush every one of us. This elite is completely nuts. They're genetically engineering every chimera cross species splice you can imagine, releasing it open air, chain reactions all over the globe right now that are a billion times worse than global warming, if you even believe in that fraud. The oceans are in trouble. The air's in trouble. Everything's falling apart. The families are falling apart. Every major disease is skyrocketing, from different forms of cancers to diabetes. The elites are into tens of trillions of derivatives a day, running massive financial scams, almost $4 trillion missing from the Pentagon. They just publicly say, we're not going to tell you where it went, just shut up. Wild corruption everywhere, just these arrogant, haughty bastards think their evil's going to go on forever. And it isn't going to go on forever. And you're going to lose. And more of your evil deeds are going to come out, and you're going to end up just like Ceausescu in Romania. What goes up must come down. And I just find out the stuff you guys are involved in, and it's mainly men. And I find out the stuff you're into and the things you do, and it makes me almost ashamed to be a human being. Then I see the good in man. I see the good, great things, and I see what the good people in history have done and the sacrifices they've made, and it blots out your darkness. That's what the light does. I really know what Jesus was talking about when he said, forgive them, Father, they know not what they do. Because as much as I hate and I disgust, it's like if you saw a big dead horse in the gully. You say you got to tie a tractor chain to one and drag it off. I've done that before, and its guts spill out, and there's maggots everywhere. And you hate it. You hate the stench. You hate the maggots. You try not to look at it when you're tying it up, and a leg pulls off, and you got to go tie a chain around another leg, and the maggots are all over, and a gut pops, and rotten splatter goes on your face, and you start wrenching. And you hate the dead horse, and you hate the maggots, but you look at its gums peeled back over its teeth, its eyes all shrunk in with ants all over it, and you pity it. You feel sorry for it. So I hate you, and I feel sorry for you, New World Order. It's like I looked at that dead horse's face, and I felt sorry for the horse, but I still hated it. But isn't enough that you just want to be a bucket of maggots yourself? You want to pull us all into it. There was a big news article yesterday, actually two of them, where the government admits that, we use 24 as our moral prerogative, and the show 24 is like our signet or our logo. I'll dig the article out of the stack. They said, 24, we show this to the troops, and this makes torture okay, because it's a good guy doing it in a movie. Well, that's a paid-for propaganda show, and they've had Homeland Security meetings on C-SPAN thanking the show. Because it's corrupting America. They're teaching us how to be Ted Bundy. You're being seduced into wickedness. You're being shown children being tortured on the show and others, and it's always for the right reason. And, Jack Bauer's all conflicted. There's all these other shows that do it. I mean, do you see how you're literally being inducted? You're watching simulated torture of children and innocents, and then they're doing it in the real world. God help us. Heaven help us. Heaven help us. I mean, you know, it started hundreds of years ago. There's always corruption with, bid rigging and stealing money. But then, see, then you got to kill somebody to keep it quiet or falsely accuse somebody to keep it quiet. And then, the FBI and the mafia and the liquor and the running and all the corruption and the whore running. And it just leads and turns into today to just scum of the earth, just the worst stuff in history. That's what you are. And these TV shows where they're the good guys, and it's just such a joke. Such a joke. And the naive, gullible public. I mean, they give you a block of iron and tell you it's a ham sandwich, and you bite into it, and your teeth break off. You go, man, this don't taste too good. And they go, oh, don't be a conspiracy theorist. That's a ham sandwich. No, it's not a ham sandwich. Come on. I mean, how could you not wake up, public? Look at what's going on.
It's here. After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, the White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today on Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Black Berkey purification elements are more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These awesome elements are used in Berkey purification systems, and they can also be used to upgrade most other gravity filtration systems. They can purify raw, untreated water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, trihalomethanes, and chemicals such as chlorine, atrazine, styrene, and MTBE. These elements also reduce unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Unbelievably, they even remove small microparticulate from water like food coloring particles. Yet, they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. Moreover, because they are recleanable, Black Berkey elements are more economical than the standard disposable elements, providing fresh, pure water for less than 2 cents per gallon.
Get a 2-pack for only $99 or a 4-pack for only $188 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
It ain't me, no. It ain't me, no. It ain't me, no. 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 I.
All right. Amazing song. Somebody took that and put it to YouTube with video of me getting arrested by Bush that time for asking him a question back when he was governor. Coming up in 2 hours, that parade starts. Just get to South Congress right there at the river, folks, and we're going to mass up and go to the Capitol. If you can't get there then, meet us from 2:30 to 5 down there at the Capitol. I know we had the phones loaded up, but we're not taking calls right now. In the third hour, I'm going to be on the phone, and I'm going to be down there. We'll be taking calls then and talking to people on the streets. You can call in then. Really big news report that we broke. Former FBI director, I think Paul needs to change that to deputy director, calls for new OKC bombing investigation. Coulson named Strassmeyer as agent of upcoming documentary. Can you say that's pretty big? We told you they did it. We told you. We laid out the evidence. They did 9/11, too. They can't kill all of us, folks. I'm ready for them to kill me. If that's God's will, I don't think that's God's will, and I pray I'll be given more time to fight them. But I will stand against the New World Order. I am committed. I have completely turned loose and put it all in God's hands. All right. Second hour, key vaccine alert. Then in the third hour, we'll be back live from Texas Independence Day in Austin, Texas.
Order a copy of this show for your friends and family at GCNLive.com or call 877-300-7645. Terror.